WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District is adding a new campus. For $5 million cash, a new career and technology campus will be located on Mumford Road at the home of a former defense contractor. CTE Director David Reynolds says it's the largest program in Bryan ISD at 3,500 students.
We're turning away kids now in current programs, and we don't like to do that. We want to service all kids. So this really is enabled to service all the kids that want our current programs now. We work with Blend and look at our workforce data, and we try to collaborate, especially with our stakeholders, our advisory committees, and to see, what jobs are out there, what do we want to prepare kids for. So we try to offer those programs that are high-wage, high-need areas, not only in Brazos County, but in the whole state of Texas.
The school board and the City County Economic Development Foundation approved the agreement yesterday. County Judge Dwayne Peters says he thought the 119-acre site was a good location for workforce training.
I think we can draw in other companies to come here because of the workforce education that will be offered out there. So I think it's positive.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the district has the $5 million in savings to purchase the property, which includes almost 50,000 square feet of building space. Some programs could be moved from Rudder High School this fall. The complete transition is expected to be finished in the fall of 2019. A crowd of more than 150 heard more than 20 public speakers oppose plans to change the boundaries of College Station High School. Almost half the speakers called on eighth graders to be grandfathered. Ann Childress compared eighth graders to incoming freshmen at Texas A&M.
They haven't stepped foot in their respective classes, but they already consider themselves a cougar or a tiger. They've toured their schools, met with counselors, filled out their four-year plans. Some have tried out for cheer and dance teams. Others are making plans to run for student council, and the list goes on.
The College Station School Board, which had no comments last night, will resume discussions tomorrow afternoon at 3. The board has four options to reduce the population at CSHS, address underutilization at Consolidated, and balance the percentage of low-income students between the two campuses. A special meeting of the College Station City Council last night ended with selecting a second interim city manager. Assistant manager and former police chief Jeff Capps will take over for Chuck Gilman on April 28th. Gilman, who is leaving for a position with the San Jacinto River Authority, is now in charge following the departure of Kelly Templin to the Rellis campus. According to a city news release, the council will discuss an upcoming meeting, a possible search process to fill the manager's job on a permanent basis. Medicare beneficiaries in Texas will start receiving new Medicare cards in June. Aging program specialist with the Area Agency on Aging, Stacey Urbanczyk, says the new cards will no longer use Social Security numbers.
The new card will have a Medicare number that's unique to each person with Medicare. The new card will help prevent identities and keep personal information more secure.
But Urbanczyk says scammers are already trying to take advantage of the change. She says the cards will be sent to your home address for free. If you think you've been contacted by a potential scammer, call the Texas Senior Medicare Patrol hotline, and that number will be on our website at WTAW.com. The summer months can be the toughest for nonprofit organizations, including the Salvation Army. Captain Paul Ryerson says money from their Red Kettle campaign at Christmas only lasts through the first few months of the year. And that is why their Doing the Most Good luncheon is their second biggest fundraiser of the year.
Around May, this event helps us get through the summer, and so that way we can get prepared for next Christmas. But the money that we raise, 100% of it stays locally right here in Brazos County. And it goes directly to assist those who are seeking the help of the Salvation Army.
The luncheon is May 17th at the Hilton. Go online to salvationarmybcs.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bush Library and Museum is excited to announce its newest exhibit, Leonardo da Vinci Machines in Motion. This exhibit presents over 30 full-scale machines that were built after an in-depth study of Leonardo da Vinci's designs by a group of scientists and skilled craftsmen. Museum guests can interact and manipulate the machines, including a revolving crane, pillar lift, oil press, a robot, and much more. The exhibit will be on display through January 6th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Hey, hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW coming up on 611. The weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, your Duralast and commercial roofing pros. Duralast, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or visit UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Scattered showers and storms may develop later today, but through the morning, just cloudy and a bit breezy. Warm, temperatures climbing close to 80. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy, less humid, and cooler overnight, 45 to 50. Abundant sunshine, breezy, temperatures tomorrow only near 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Partial sun Thursday, breezy, maybe a shower in the afternoon, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a new NCAA men's championship, or should I say champion, has been crowned again.
An 11-5 stretch. DiVincenzo breaks their heart.
Early dagger! How about the biggest stage, the brightest lights?
Dante DiVincenzo came off the bench. He scored 31 points to lead Villanova past Michigan in a big-time game as the Nova Wildcats get the NCAA championship once again. The final score of that one was 79-62 over Michigan. So we'll talk more about that game, as well as looking forward to Aggie baseball's matchup against Houston tonight. And also Jimbo Fisher speaking after football practice yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports.
There's more? You have more?
Maybe.
Quit trying to build that game up into something special.
What are you talking about?
God.
The NCAA championship game?
Yeah.
No, the baseball game. Yes.
Yeah. That, either one. Look, the last team to win its two Final Four games by 16 points or more was UCLA in 1968.
And you talk about how great they were.
Villanova is the first team since North Carolina to win every game in the NCAA tournament by 10 points or more.
Oh, I thought you were going to say win every game in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no.
That would be interesting.
They tried to make it exciting. What a snoozer.
Well, technically, you would have been right if you had said that they were the first team since North Carolina to win every single game in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Because UNC won it all last year.
But again, it's by 10 points or more.
I know, but
yeah,
I mean, I'm saying.
But just from that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But instead, we do have Charles Barkley's take on the national championship. Because, after all, it's Charles Barkley.
Right.
Hey, everybody, this is Charles Barkley with your college basketball championship report. Congratulations to the Villanova Wildcats on becoming the new NAACP champs, or whatever. Listen, I can't be dealing with all these acronyms and abbreviations. I'm a busy man. I just thank my lucky stars it's all over with, and I made it out of that crazy city in one piece. Because when the final buzzer went off, it was like the red light got flung on at Krispy Kreme. Those big women in San Antonio was hungry, and they was on a stampede. And I got belly bumped so hard, a couple of those heifers distended one of my unmitigated gallbladders. So enjoy your hard-fought victory, Villanova. I just won a lot of money on y'all, and it's going to go a long way to help me treat my Vietnam-like flashbacks from all that lady blubber slamming into my delicate brain.
I don't know the guy is, but he's good.
Oh, my.
He does.
Charles.
Well, and again, I think he kind of only made it as an offhanded statement at one point, but it has become his, at least his deal. Fat women in San Antonio,
yep.
According to Charles.
Oh, eating too many of them churros.
That's it. In New Mexico, a guy went to the county jail to pick up his wife. Made a number of mistakes, actually, along the way. Number one, he drove the stolen truck to the jail to pick her up.
Yeah.
That'd be number one. Number two, he parked the stolen truck in the handicapped spot without a permit. And this, of course, attracted the attention of one of the deputies.
Of course.
So while checking out the truck, that's when the deputy found the illegal drugs that had been left.
Stolen truck drugs.
He did the trifecta.
Trifecta.
Nice job in New Mexico.
Hope he's doing drugs, kids.
Maybe they'll let him share a cell with his wife.
That'd be, yeah, sure, exactly. That'd be perfect.
Just move in.
Move in.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
Man, your news was full of so much stuff. I mean,
so much stuff.
We will get to it today, but
I know.
Man, they're making news.
Did you see my text?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I didn't. You didn't text me.
I know.
I texted you back.
Oh.
Wow, no, Scott
did.
Texted you back.
I know.
You must really be special.
Well, I had time. It was during your tease.
What just happened last night? It was an accident.
One of America's greatest cover-ups is now a major motion picture.
A dead body holds a lot of secrets. Those can be the difference between guilt and innocence.
Critics are calling Chappaquiddick tense, scrupulous, suspenseful.
Moses had a temper. I have Chappaquiddick.
Relentless and edge-of-your-seat absorbing.
Moses had a temper, but he never left a girl at the bottom of the Red Sea.
Chappaquiddick. Rated PG-13 for thematic material, disturbing images, some strong language, and historical smoking. Friday.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning, 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Yeah, I said I had time to do it during your tease.
Yeah, plenty.
We got it, guys. We got it. It was a long one, okay?
That's all right.
Trying to fill in everybody with the,
know,
there
with
was so much sports going
Zach
on
Zach just
last
gets
night.
Jealous
it
that just, I have six newscasts.
Yeah, that's what it is. I really wish I could talk more.
That's right.
I loved hearing the sound of my own voice like other people.
Well, that's why Scott has to just turn you off sometimes.
That's true, too.
All right, here we go. It's Find a Rainbow Day.
Oh,
well, maybe we do have a chance of rain today.
Yeah.
So maybe we will find a real rainbow in the sky.
Understand people in dry states don't get that opportunity very much.
Yeah.
So if you do. I don't know why this happened, but let's see. We'll click on this. It's called World Party Day.
Oh, yeah. On a Tuesday.
Based on the idea that peace is not the opposite of war, merely its absence. The real opposite of war is party. Okay.
All right.
Why not?
Sure.
So April 3rd, it's Party Day. Chocolate Mousse Day. We know what that is. Tweed Day.
Tweed. Okay, like the fabric?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably works in other parts of the country today, but
yeah,
not here.
Yeah, it's a little warm here.
It's America's Circus Day.
Apparently the circus was in town not that long ago, and
what?
I didn't even know about it.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Like the Ringling Brothers Circus?
Yeah,
or another
something
one?
Like
I thought
that
was like done.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Maybe Ringling is done, but they had some kind of circus.
Been a while since I've been to a circus. Not exactly. They're kind of sad.
I can't
now.
Even remember the last time I went to a circus.
Yeah.
Well, you're not filled with that youthful, boyish enthusiasm
anymore.
Well,
I guess that's
anymore.
Probably right. And then, but you see that the animals aren't
they
taken care of.
They just don't look
of.
Very happy.
Yeah, the idea is if the kids are having fun, I guess it's okay. It's Pony Express Day.
I mean, we've just got, like, cow pastures you can go hang out in.
That's
like
right. If you want to just go see animals, we can do that.
You can come up here, yeah.
Don't go to work unless it's fun day.
Ooh, well, we're here and it's fun.
It is. Yeah, we get a chance to just pretty much have fun almost all the time.
Fun all the time.
Which is
nothing
nice. You know, we don't have any responsibility and we just come in and have fun and people bring us food and it's, you know, all that stuff.
That is true. We haven't gotten food in a while, though.
That was subtle.
Yeah,
all right,
let's
do some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Sarah Jeffrey is turning 22. She plays J-Lo's daughter on Shades of Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that show? Rachel Bloom turning 31. The star of the CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Okay.
I have not seen it. Amanda Bynes is turning 32 today.
Talk about fell off.
Yep.
I saw a picture, and I'm assuming it was her. It was definitely a paparazzi picture, but she looked rough.
She's been looking rough for a few years now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course, she was a big Nickelodeon star back in the day.
The key part of that is back in the day.
Anyways, Amanda Bynes, 32 today. Kobe Smulders is turning 36. Robin on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yes.
Now we did,
I love her.
Yeah, we did her husband not that long ago, Taryn Killam.
Okay.
So they're married, and they're both, I guess, a power couple, you could say.
Sure.
Speaking of power couples, I'm sure we can talk about Channing Tatum and his wife in a little bit.
Yeah.
Adam Scott is turning... Adam Scott is turning 45 today.
See, I don't know who those people are, but they were all over the service.
Oh,
this
yeah,
morning.
Channing Tatum and I can't remember what his wife's name is, but yeah.
Jenna DeWan.
Yeah, her too. Adam Scott is turning 45. Ben Wyatt on Parks and Rec. He's a pretty funny guy. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's now in Ghosted on Fox.
Okay.
HBO's Big Little Lies. Jenny Garth is turning 46. Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210. Sebastian Bach. 50.
Sebastian.
Skid Row, 18 in life. Oh, what a good song.
Yeah.
All that teen angst just coming out. Exactly. On my chest. So anyways, he's turning 50 today. Eddie Murphy.
Wait, are you 50?
Yeah. He's turning 50 today, Scott. Does that make you feel good?
But yeah, he's talking about 18 and he's 50. Sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
From a dad's perspective now,
yeah.
Eddie Murphy is turning 57 today.
Wow.
Okay. So he's turning 57. David Hyde Pierce, 59. Niles Crane on Frasier.
Oh, yeah.
Alec Baldwin is turning 60. Too bad I don't have that that awesome voicemail pulled up that he left his kid. But anyways, Tony Orlando is turning 74 today. Tony Orlando.
Is that Tony Orlando?
It was Dawn featuring Tony Orlando.
Well, I mean that's a recut for sure. That's a redo because the
oh really?
The song. Oh yeah, that's
you're right.
His voice was much deeper really when he sang it the first time. That's all right.
Sorry,
that's
Tony.
Cool. That's
all you Tony Orlando big fans out there. I apologize.
I'm just gonna say that's probably a song that not many people have covered. You know what I mean? It's not like hey, let's go out and cut that song again because
It was a hit.
It was.
Wayne Newton is turning 76 today.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Wayne, Mr. Vegas himself. And Doris Day is turning 96 today.
Yow.
And that's all I got for birthdays.
Well, that's enough. Five British passengers headed to Las Vegas for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Dragged off the plane for brawling and lighting up a cigarette. Thomas Cook Airlines, their flight from Manchester, England to Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Lord, that's a long flight.
That is a really long flight.
Okay, if you're going for a bachelor party, you probably got started before you got on the airplane.
Probably.
And then I'm going to guess that's about
enjoying things on the airplane.
Yep, probably 9.5, 10-hour flight, something like that.
Yeah, it's a long time to maintain.
Yeah, rerouted to Winnipeg so that on Saturday morning so that the five wild passengers could be taken off in handcuffs.
Oh, gosh.
This is like that the movie, right?
I'm thinking of the route. Winnipeg is nowhere near where I would think it would be.
Well, no, they probably come up high. They come way over north. The Great Circle route, and it's shorter for them to actually go up north and then swoop back down.
Gotcha.
It's like
bridesmaids where they have to land and rest her.
The deal is, if you go up north, there's a lot less airline traffic up there.
That's true.
Too.
If you're doing a straight shot, you got to worry about New York and Chicago and all that stuff. So that's reason they go up north, and that's where why Winnipeg was at. Anyhow, passengers booed the rowdy bunch as they were arrested by the RCMPs. Eyewitnesses said the men were abusive, fighting with each other.
Oh, gosh.
Well, as long as they're fighting with each other and not other passengers.
It doesn't affect you.
And they refused to follow the crew's instructions. No kidding.
No kidding.
They've been drinking for 6 hours, and they won't do what the crew wants them to do.
And it said the guys lighted up a cigarette, I guess.
Yeah.
Lit up a cigarette.
Yeah.
Did you hear the tease about Chappaquiddick?
We're going to do that next hour.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I heard that. Yeah. We're going to do a whole shtick on that. Anyway. The flight finally arrived in Las Vegas later that day, 2 hours and 40 minutes behind schedule. But think about that. How long can you sit on an airplane and be comfortable?
And then add 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Right, and so it's already been a long flight. You add the 2.5 hours, so they were
plus
popular.
You had to deal with a bunch of hooligans the whole time.
I like the idea they were booed as they were taken off the airplane.
Well, no one was going to cheer them on.
Yeah, I think those people have been on the plane for as long as they have. I mean, when you count the airport and everything else, they're ready to get there.
And then how do they get to Vegas? I mean, did they have reservations at things that now have to be changed or canceled?
Oh, right.
And the would-be bride has got to be
thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
She's
hey, honey,
so
I'm in Canada.
624.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 7th, it's Spring Lawn and Landscape Care. This class will cover the building blocks for a beautiful landscape and how to make a great landscape even better. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the major Democratic congressional scandal that the Destroy Trump mainstream media refuses to cover, it just keeps getting bigger. Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller, he's been breaking stories about the Pakistani House IT aide, Imran Awan, and his family. Now, Awan was arrested for bank fraud in 2017 while he was fleeing the country, and he and members of his family were paid more than $4 million by Congress since 2009, and House investigators say they had, quote, unauthorized access to congressional data. Well, now Rosiak is reporting that all 44 Democrats who hired Awan waived background checks on the IT worker and his family. If this story was about 44 Republican congressmen, we'd be getting nonstop, 24/7, breathless, hysterical coverage from your mainstream media.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Now, Marlene from Ohio writes, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. The blinds were simple to install, they look beautiful, and the quality is excellent. I highly recommend it. Just go to Blinds.com to find the perfect blind, shade, shutters, and drapes. Now through April the 3rd, when you buy one, you get one at 50% off at Blinds.com/Hannity. That's Blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Mesothelioma kills. It has taken lives, destroyed families, and ruined childhoods. We need to take action immediately. The Mesothelioma Patient Registry Act of 2017 would create a patient registry for researchers. Cancer and ALS have it. Meso researchers need it too. We need to find a cure for this devastating disease. For more information on this bipartisan bill, visit isaveteam.org. That's isaveteam.org.
Good morning, 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, it's going to be a little bit different weather than we've had. Well, today, during the day, is going to be about the same stuff that we've been having. We're going to have a frontal passage coming in tonight that's going to make it cooler next couple of days. So 82 for a high temperature today, and then the winds will be up to about 10 to 15, gusting to 20 miles an hour. This evening, 70% chance of rain, could get up to 3/4 of an inch of rain, and some of them could be severe as well. Then tomorrow, though, we got sunshine and 70, but the winds will have shifted around to the north-northeast at 10 to 15, maybe gusting to 20 miles an hour. Low tomorrow night will be 51. Do about the same thing for Thursday, and then turns around and the winds will come out of the south, and we'll have a weekend where we'll have a high temperature, probably about 82, it looks like, and then a chance of showers again on Friday night. So right now, winds out of the south at 12, mostly cloudy skies, and it's 71 degrees out there.
Rasa K with your money now. A win for auto dealers. In a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled auto dealership service advisors are exempt from overtime pay rules and can continue to be paid by commission no matter how many hours they work in a week. Investors are bracing for more market volatility today after a sell-off that marked the worst start to April since the Great Depression. Worries about a trade war with China rattled the market, and President Trump's renewed Twitter attacks against Amazon put pressure on that stock, down over 5% on the day. Amazon shares have lost 11% since last week when Axios first reported that the president was obsessed with regulating the company. The S&P fell more than 2%. The Nasdaq dropped almost 3%, with both sliding into correction territory. The Dow lost almost 2%. It cratered by more than 750 points at one time during yesterday's session, eventually closing 459 points lower. Futures are trending upward at this hour. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI, St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station school board members heard from more than 20 parents last night who wanted to keep their children at the schools they currently and will attend in the future. The board also heard from one student, 7th grader Chloe Marler.
My neighborhood is not being affected, but so many of my friends are. Two of my best friends live in River Place, and I would not be able to go to school with them if y'all chose a plan in which they would get moved. We would lose hold of the memories of sports and classes together, and it would be so sad to not be able to look forward to things like homecoming and prom. We've already started looking for our dresses.
Fred Bayless was among the parents calling on the board to delay action and to consider future growth in residential subdivisions zoned for consolidated.
Lakeway Reserve by Scott and White, they've filed the preliminary plat for 605 lots by one of our best developers in town, Wallace Phillips. He will develop that out. There'll be lots of kids there. Wallace Phillips is also doing Southern Point out at the racetrack. And he's already submitted his final plat for phase one, and this subdivision could be 1,400 to 2,000 houses.
A crowd of more than 150 was in attendance last night. Board members made no comments during the public hearing. The board will resume deliberations tomorrow afternoon at 3 of how to balance the high schools in terms of population and the percentage of low-income students. The site of a former North Bryan manufacturer is now going to be owned by the Bryan School District for growing its career and technology program.
I can say I am very excited and also want to strongly support BISD and this initiative. I know this was for economic development in theory, and this is exactly the kind of thing that can spur on economic development by supporting our school district.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson was part of yesterday's unanimous vote of the City County Economic Development Foundation to sell 119 acres with nearly 50,000 square feet of building space for $5 million. Bryan ISD's CTE Director David Reynolds says they are turning students away from the current location at Rutter High School.
Auto tech is very popular, welding, and those are very lab-specific programs. So if you have a program where all you need is a classroom, we can probably find that. We can find a classroom, put some computers in it, buy curriculum, we're ready to go. But you can't reproduce a welding lab or a construction lab or an auto lab. You can't produce those overnight. So that's what we're trying to recreate in this facility that will allow more students to be able to take opportunities, take advantage of those programs.
BISD is paying cash for the property from the district savings account. The complete transition is expected to be finished in the fall of 2019. Some programs could move to the new site this fall. A second interim city manager for College Station has been announced. The city council at a special meeting last night selected assistant manager and former police chief Jeff Capps to take over April 28th for Chuck Gilman, who is leaving for a position with the San Jacinto River Authority. According to a city news release, a possible search process to fill the manager's job on a permanent basis will be discussed at an upcoming council meeting. Gilman is in his first full week as interim manager following the departure of Kelly Templin to the Rellis campus. The Brazos Valley Council of Governments and the Area Agency on Aging is warning Medicare beneficiaries about a scam regarding new Medicare cards. Program manager at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, Marinica Abuaba, says the new cards, which will be mailed out in June, are meant to prevent identity theft by not using Social Security numbers. But scammers are already making calls.
Sometimes they'll offer them gifts or money in exchange for that personal information as well. And it should be noted that Medicare and Social Security are not going to call you on the phone unless they send out a letter to you first advising that they will contact you.
Aging program specialist with the Area Agency on Aging, Stacey Urbanczyk, says if your address is up to date, there are no other steps you need to take to receive your new card.
These new cards are free. So if somebody calls and asks for money regarding them, hang up. And you do not have to do anything to receive this Medicare card at all. CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, will send the new Medicare cards to people in the mail.
If you think you have been contacted by a scammer, contact the Texas Senior Medicare Patrol Hotline. The Salvation Army is hosting its 7th annual Doing the Most Good Luncheon in May. Captain Paul Ryerson says this event is their second largest fundraiser of the year.
We depend on this income every year to get us through the very difficult summer months. During the Christmas time, we're out ringing the bells, and the money that we raise for those red kettles gets us on for the first couple of months through the year.
Ryerson says this year's keynote speaker is Alan B. West, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel and former congressman. The luncheon is May 17th at the Hilton. You can purchase tickets or just find more information online at SalvationArmyBCS.org. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 71 degrees. Text us during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2018 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 7th at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. 3 of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature a science circus at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronauts Greg Chamatoff and Bonnie Dunbar. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about unlocking the mysteries of the dark universe by author Dr. Rocky Kolb. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Tay Lee and Mitch Siegert. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there!
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
Good morning, 639. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather brought to you by Mike Kilgore, your Nationwide agent. Nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your Nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here you are.
Remaining cloudy today, breezy. Later today, we may see a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures up close to 80 this afternoon.
turning partly cloudy, breezy, and noticeably cooler overnight, 45 to 50. It'll also be less humid. Sunshine and breezy tomorrow, not as warm, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Partly sunny, breezy, with the threat of an afternoon shower Thursday, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, whether Scott likes it or not, the NCAA Men's Championship game was last night in San Antonio.
An 11-5 stretch. DiVincenzo breaks their heart.
Early dagger. How about the biggest stage, the brightest lights?
Dante DiVincenzo getting it done as he helped lead Villanova to a 79-62 victory over Michigan. The Wildcats are NCAA champs for the second time in the last 3 years. So we will talk about that. Also hear some from Coach Jimbo Fisher following Aggie football's practice yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
So there you go.
There you are.
Villanova's in Philadelphia, in case people don't know.
Just west of Philly.
Yeah.
So it's in its own town. But,
yeah, that's it. Got a Rick Pitino story this morning.
Oh, good.
Fun. Yeah.
Rick Pitino is continuing his boycott of the state of Kentucky. The former Louisville head basketball coach says he will not be in attendance for the upcoming Kentucky Oaks on May 4th, a stakes race held annually at Churchill Downs the day before the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Pitino's horse racing team, though, is gearing up to be there as the filly the coach co-owns, named Coach Rocks, seems primed to earn a spot in the field for the Kentucky Oaks. Pitino still feels he's the scapegoat for the men's basketball program after multiple violations of NCAA regulations. He vows not to return to the state until two people step down from the Louisville Board of Trustees, David Grissom and Papa John's founder, John Schnatter. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Because Rick Pitino didn't do anything wrong.
No.
No.
He's just the head of the program, that's not his fault.
That other stuff had nothing to do with it.
You know, and Clip Howard had a guy on, I guess a few weeks ago, that basically he wrote a fictional book, but it was more or less, he's a Baylor grad, and more or less talking about how Art Briles was the scapegoat without using actual names, but you can tell who's who in this book that he wrote. And he also takes some shots at the University of Texas. But, you know, as the head coach of the program, you sign up to be responsible for what happens under your watch. Whether or not you had direct involvement in it or not, you're supposed to know because that's your job. You're getting paid millions of dollars to know. And the fact that your assistants are getting hookers for your players?
He said hookers.
Hookers?
I did say hookers. Ladies of the night.
There you go. Because we're not talking shots in basketball.
No. We're no. And if you say you don't know about that, well, you're doing a poor job, either the worst, or I should say the least. You're doing a poor job of monitoring your program, but
tell
at the
us how
worst,
you really feel.
No, I'm just saying. It's so stupid.
Well,
it's so stupid.
And people who follow sports will know this, but people who don't probably should. That Baylor had Dallas Morning News made a request for some information, and so Baylor had to release the settlement information for said football coach Art Briles
and Ken Starr,
and the president Ken Starr, and. If you weren't angry before, this might add to it.
How much money they're getting.
Yeah, because Briles is getting $15 million.
Yeah.
And Ken Starr got $4.5 million to walk away.
After you brought the university that much shame in national bad publicity.
Well, and it's not done. The lawsuits are still out there.
No.
They haven't finished it. But
no.
Anyhow, it's
I don't feel sorry for Art Briles in the least.
Oh no, not at all. All right. So, you know, this doesn't look good for the Trump administration. The guy's name is Scott Pruitt. He's the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. It appears that Mr. Pruitt was renting a Washington condo that was co-owned by the wife of an energy lobbyist, okay? And the EPA had okayed a project for one of the lobbyist companies. Pruitt was paying $50 a night for the condo, which probably would go for about $500 a night.
Yeah.
So that really doesn't look good. So, you know, just saying.
Wonder how he thought that was a good idea. Who told him that would be a good idea?
At some point, people will find that kind of stuff out. They really will.
Yeah.
it's not that difficult to dig up, clearly. And,
right.
And they may have had it and just waited till the right time. And so
would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those meddling kids.
That's right, yeah, or that meddling media.
Yeah.
Bloomberg News reports the president wants to have an updated version of NAFTA ready to unveil at the Summit of the Americas later this month in Peru. That clearly has a lot to do with Texas since, you know, we're on the border
right.
with Mexico.
With Mexico.
Would cause that thing. Now, I don't see a story here. I happened to see a story on Fox last night. Apparently, there are like 1,000 people who are marching toward the United States through Mexico.
Okay.
They're not Mexican. I think they're Honduran.
Okay.
We're talking grown-ups and kids. They're marching up to come into America. Now, and what they're doing is they're going to try to shame America into letting them in.
Oh, okay. That's going to work.
Yeah. Now, and as the commentator said, we have to walk barefoot through airports like bovine herds for security, yet they're going to let these people in because...
Just because they're marching.
That's right, because it would make America...
And we feel bad.
Yeah, make America look bad if,
right,
we,
if we don't
do that.
Yeah, tug on those heartstrings, man.
Sure.
You're not...
I wouldn't compare walking barefoot through the airport like bovine.
Like, now, he just did that so that we'd get a, you know, we'd
know,
get a good view of what it was. But wandering through the airport with your shoes off because...
Yeah.
We need to feel secure when we are in the airport.
Right.
Very important.
You just wear flip-flops so that we can get around it.
No.
Okay.
Do
no?
not.
Don't wear flip-flops?
No.
Why not?
Not in the airport.
Yeah.
Just don't.
You never know. All right. Here's our Mom of the Year award. A Phoenix mom accused of tasing her 17-year-old son.
Ooh, nice.
In order to get him to go to Easter church services.
Did you touch him at all with the taser?
No, I didn't touch him at all. I made the sound with the taser.
Sharon Dobbins walked us through her Easter Sunday morning, clearly frustrated by her two teenage sons. One of them talking back to her when she told him to send his friends home so that the family could go to church.
He said some cuss words to me.
So she went back into her room, grabbed a taser,
yeah,
and went back to the edge of her son's room. She says she was at least 5 feet away from him at the time.
And so he was like, I'm calling police.
And he did call police.
He was like, I have to question your son. I said, they're in there. I said, the taser's in there too.
Dobbins said after a quick conference outside, her heart sank.
He said, you're going to jail.
An Easter Sunday that Dobbins and her son won't soon forget.
Wow.
Man,
how old is her son?
17.
Oh,
listen to the story, Zach.
No, that was at the very beginning.
And the kids are, he's got friends at the house before that. I don't know if it's a sunrise
sleepover.
Service or what.
Yeah.
That's it. Your pre-Easter sleepover, and then it's time to get up and go to church. Wow.
His friends aren't coming back to the house. Let me
tell
you.
Not when mama's got that taser in her hand.
Good night. All right, so then we don't make it up. I mean, that's it.
I mean, sometimes you spare the taser, spoil the child. It's biblical.
If our trees grow like we expect them to, sooner or later we'll be faced with a
problem.
Wait
a minute, I hit the wrong button.
Let's go right into Neil.
Well,
talking about flowers after we're talking about tasers.
I'm just saying. Yeah, what was it? Spare the taser.
Spare the taser, spoil the child.
It's biblical.
It's biblical.
Yeah.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 7th, it's Spring Lawn and Landscape Care. This class will cover the building blocks for a beautiful landscape and how to make a great landscape even better. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If our trees grow like we expect them to, sooner or later we'll be faced with the problem of more shade than our turf grass can bear. Gradually, over a period of months and years, you're going to notice that the grass is dying away. Where you once had a solid stand, for example, of St. Augustine, now you have bare ground interspersed with weeds. Everybody encounters this, and everybody seems to ask, Neil, what kind of grass can I plant there? And then they'll say, well, I think the roots just crowded out, whatever it is. We'll be back with details of what to do when the shade gets really heavy, right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. There is a threshold of shade beyond which you simply cannot get St. Augustine or fescue, our two most shade-tolerant grasses in Texas, to grow well. Although it can vary, that threshold is probably somewhere around 4 hours of direct sunlight daily. With less than that, the grass will gradually fade out. You may try to plant new grass and it will fail as well. You don't want to go there, believe me. So what do you do? Well, there are several things that you can do. You can go to a shade-tolerant ground cover. That's what I normally recommend to people. Give up on turf grass and use something like Ophiopogon, which is also called monkey grass or mondo grass because it's grass-like. But it isn't grass. You don't mow it. You can't walk through it very often. You can occasionally to get to things, but you don't want to have traffic patterns in it. It holds up wonderfully in the shade. So will Asian jasmine. So will purple winter creeper euonymus and liriope and ferns. Aspidistra in the southern two-thirds of the state. There are all kinds of options for plants that will do well in place of grass in the shade. If you have lots of trees and if you're looking for plants that can take almost all shade all day long, you need to adjust your line of sight. Some of your favorite plants may not have much of a chance in those darker surroundings. Hollies can come to your rescue. We don't have any more versatile group of plants that are adapted to full sun, also heavy shade. They're suited to all kinds of soils, and winter and summer don't seem to bother most types very much. There are many fine hollies that can do just as well in your shade as they will in full sun, including Burford and Dwarf Burford, Willow Leaf, Nellie R. Stevens hollies, Yopon, and Dwarf Chinese hollies. However, a few hollies seem to do better in the shade. That list might be China Girl, the various blue hollies, and Foster's, Wilson, Savannah, and Marinelle holly. Actually, I have Marinelle in full sun. It's done very well for me. Carissa holly is my go-to plant for a low shrub. Viburnums come in different shapes and sizes, and they do very well in the shade. And oak leaf hydrangeas look somewhat similar to viburnums. Their foliage is gigantic, larger than dinner plates. The flower heads are white, and they're large, beautiful. Akubas are the ultimate shade shrub. They absolutely must have the shade. So there are lots of good options for you. I'm Neil Sperry, creating magic in your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. Well, the NCAA Men's Championship game was held last night in San Antonio.
An 11-5 stretch. DiVincenzo breaks their heart.
Early dagger! How about the biggest stage, the brightest lights?
That's the call on TBS. Have a night, Dante DiVincenzo. The redshirt junior came off the bench to score 31 points and lead Villanova to a 79-62 win over Michigan. For his efforts, DiVincenzo was named most outstanding player of the Final Four as the Wildcats grabbed their second title in the last three seasons. Fighting Texas Aggie football is back at it again yesterday. Coach Jimbo Fisher told the media afterwards that he's starting to run the guys through some situational drills.
You got to prepare them. You got to put them in last plays of the game, last situation of the game, from the 5-yard line, 3-yard line, 10-yard line, 15-yard line, 18-yard line, you know, minute 32 timeouts, 40 seconds, no timeouts, trying to get a field goal, trying to get a touchdown, 2 minutes before the half, how you come out the second half. I mean, all those, you got to get them to think those situations, how you can, as they say, steal ball games or steal momentum. You know what I'm saying? And understand on third down, and third down in the field compared to third down in the red zone. How do teams react? What do? The chances they take. You know, I mean, it's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different mindset on offense and defense. and just getting guys in those situations as much as you can to make them aware of what their surroundings are and what's trying to be accomplished.
Coach Fisher and the guys will be back at it again tomorrow as they gear up for the Maroon and White game on April 14th. On the baseball diamond, the 19th-ranked Aggies are back in action tonight as they welcome Old Southwest Conference foe Houston to town. With another short week, Coach Rob Childers was asked yesterday if it's starting to cut into the Aggies' practice time.
They do and they don't. For us, a normal day off is Monday, but with the Thursday through Saturday series, their day off is Sunday. The kids get a true day off, and so do the coaches. But Mondays is a practice day for us now, and you know, we'll get some things accomplished today in preparation for Houston. Have a light practice on Wednesday, getting ready for LSU, and then Sundays will be the days off each week here.
That's Childress on the Louis Belina Show yesterday. The Aggies will square off against Houston tonight at 6:30 at Bluebell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. Texas A&M Women's Golf is in first place following 36 holes of the Bruzzi Challenge. The Aggies currently hold a four-shot lead over Iowa State, with Aggies Maddie Zarek and Ariana Sands currently tied for the lead individually at 2-under. The third and final round is set for later on this morning at 8:30. Marwin Gonzalez went deep for the first time this year, and the Houston Astros rolled to a 6-1 win over the Baltimore Orioles last night. It marked the home opener for the Stros, who unveiled their 2017 World Series championship banner before the game. Now, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, though. Shortstop Carlos Correa had to leave early with an ailing toe.
Yeah, I got x-rays. Nothing with the bone or anything like that. It's just the nail. You know, when you push your nail as a kid against the door, kind of like that, just on my toe. And the spike rubbing on it all the time, and then moving around was kind of tough for me.
Hopefully Correa will be back tonight when the Stros host the O's again at 7:10 at Minute Maid. Out on the West Coast, Jed Lowry hit a two-out, two-run double in the seventh inning, and the Oakland A's beat Texas 3-1, spoiling Bartolo Colon's Rangers debut. The hefty hurler went six innings, allowing seven hits and one earned run while walking one and striking out four. The Rangers and A's will be back at it again this evening at 9:05 with coverage on the Zone 102.7 FM. After taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back in action tonight. Houston is at home entertaining Washington at 7. Dallas welcomes Portland to town at 7:30. And San Antonio pays a visit to the LA Clippers at 9:30. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are in San Jose taking on the Sharks at 9:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
If your home has been damaged by recent hail or high winds, you need a professional, local roofing contractor. Call Lone Star Roof Systems. Don't wait. Avoiding roof repair will cause interior damage to your home. Let a Lone Star Roof Systems specialist perform a free roof inspection today. Fully insured and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click myaggieroofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Acme Glass here since 1946. The Moorhead family is family-owned, is family-operated, still is, just like it started back in 1946. What they do for you has changed a lot because you use glass in a lot of different ways now. And Acme Glass will be glad to show you the kind of work that they do, not only in a residential but also a commercial setting. Now, if you'll stop by their location on Washington Street in Bryan, you can see some of the residential and commercial products that they've installed here in homes and businesses and what they can do for you if you're doing a remodel or if you're doing a build-out. They can help you with that. Now, a couple of other locations in town in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. They specialize in windshield and auto glass replacement and chip repair. And in downtown Bryan, they specialize in windshield replacement and chip repair as well. But no matter what you need, whatever the scope happens to be, whether it is commercial or it is residential or it is for your car, Acme Glass can handle it, just like they have from year one in 1946. Just not a lot of companies have been around that long, but they're here to help you out whenever you need them. It's Acme Glass. Stop by one of their three locations.
Kubota's L2501 HST packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 HST makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $139 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the Brazos Valley, salutes their volunteers who are the heart and soul of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley volunteers provide help, support, and comfort to their patients and families. Every volunteer program provides rewarding opportunities for caring people, and there's a place for you no matter what your skills are. It's easy to become a Hospice Brazos Valley volunteer. Just visit hospicebrazosvalley.org to learn more about new volunteer orientation and to RSVP, or call Rochelle York at 979-821-2266. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Look for a high temperature today, about 82 or so. Winds will be up to about 20 miles an hour. The shift around tonight, we'll have a chance of rain at 70%. Could get up to an inch of that stuff. And then tonight, the wind shift makes it cooler tomorrow. We'll have a high temperature of 70 under sunny skies. About 74, it looks like, for Thursday. Then the wind's back out of the south. 71 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.